adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's in closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Senor Bullfrog. In the year 1848, a man named George Angel found gold in a creek near the Stanislaus River in California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. The town of Angel's Camp grew with astonishing speed, and from 1849 until close to the turn of the century, yielded countless fortunes. And it was in the Angel's Camp of those days that the Cisco Kid and his faithful partner, Pancho, nearly had their last adventure. As our story opens, it's the spring of the year, the time of day, late afternoon. A big nugget cafe on Finnegan's Lane is jammed with miners. Behind the counter, a big weasel-faced man waits on the customers and takes his pay in gold dust.
Well, Bob, you like working behind that counter, Peck.
I like it all right.
You sure ought to.
What do you mean?
I've been watching you. Every time you take a pinch of gold dust, you let a little of it drop into that pan of dirty water under the counter.
Shut up, you fool.
Oh, it's all right, Peck. I'm your partner.
Shut up, I said. Here comes the sheriff.
Evening, Sheriff.
Evening. Your name's Thomas, ain't it?
That's right. Peck Thomas.
Thought so. Yeah. Take a pay out of this poke of mine. I had the beefsteak supper.
All right, Sheriff.
You ain't been around here long, have you?
Yeah, about a month.
You're lucky to get this job working for Sam Crowder. Mighty square fella, Sam.
He's all right.
Say, ain't that a pretty big pinch of gold dust you're taking?
Well, if you think so, I'll put a little of it back. There.
What's the trouble, Sheriff?
Well, the sheriff figured I was taking too much dust, Mr. Crowder, so I put a little of it back.
Be careful about that, Peck. I've had that complaint about you before. We only charge a fair price.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
Well, that'll do. Well, Sheriff, how's things with you?
Yeah, first off, we may have trouble with Angel Creek. All the melting snow is causing it to rise fast. Then I hear that blasted Cisco Kid's riding this way from Yankee Hill.
I'm acquainted with Cisco, some. Thought he was all right.
Well, I ain't one of them that thinks so. Finally, the Mariposa Sheriff comes to Angel's Camp.
He's going to stake out a claim, too?
Now he's coming up here after an armory that killed somebody in Mariposa a month or so ago. I'm expecting him to get here before dark. Yeah. Now I got to be going, Sam.
Well, I'm going home for a while. I'll walk along with you.
Yeah, it means I'll have to help him find that killer. If I ain't got enough...
Nate, come here.
Eh? Well, what's the matter, Pike?
Plenty. The Mariposa Sheriff's coming up here after me. I got to get him before he gets me.
I'll help you, Peck. I'm your partner.
Then hustle to the corral and saddle our horses. After that, go to the cabin, get my rifle and ammunition. Maybe there'll be time to ride to Albany Flat and Dry Gulch, the sheriff out there.
You're thirsty for a drink of water, Cisco.
Yeah, there's a spring just ahead of us, Pancho. You can stop there.
You're not thirsty?
No, Chico.
No.
Well, here's the spring. I'll ride to the next bend in the trail and wait for you.
Hold.
The view from there is very fine.
Pancho, that chili con carne at Tuttle Town. Very hot chili. Very hot chili. Make Pancho thirsty. Hey, it's good water. Good cold water. What that? The big bullfrog. It's been a long time since Pancho held the pet. Pancho, do that too. How'd you like to come with Pancho, huh? Pancho be good to you, bullfrog. Pancho like to help you for his pet. Pancho, get you, bullfrog. Let's Pancho. So, Pancho got you. He's a big bullfrog. It may be system as one Pancho to have you for respect. Pancho, yes. And Pancho put you on top of Pancho's head, under Pancho's umbrella, like this.
Pancho!
Yes, Cisco!
Let me go, amigo.
Yes, Cisco. Buena, buena!
No, little bullfrog. Not jump around like that on Pancho's head. Do not go Pancho's umbrella.
That must have been a big drink of water you took, Pancho. Up, Yabba, come on.
Pancho likes to drink the water slowly.
What was that noise, Chico?
Noise, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, noise. Santos, what is the matter with your sombrero? It's jumping up and down on your head.
Easy, trick, Cisco. Pancho make his scalp move, too.
Is that so?
Si, that's so.
Then your scalp must be on springs. Stop your horse, amigo. Hold it, Abajo. All right, now, Pancho, take off your sombrero.
Cisco, but...
Dragon, she said. That shooting came from up ahead of us, Pancho. Come on, up, Delica.
Go! Pancho shooting from the back, can you see, so?
Could be, Pancho. But the senor's voice was nearer than that, and... Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up!
He's lying on the ground. Pancho, he bad hurt, Cisco.
He wounded, Cisco?
He's dead, amigo.
Some bandidos get him.
Sounded in this direction, boys, and... Well, by thunder. Throw up your hands, you two.
Look at that.
Keep them covered, boys. Too bad I didn't start out to meet the sheriff a little sooner.
But you the sheriff.
Yeah, around here I am. He's sheriff from down Mariposa way. You're the Cisco kid, eh?
See, sheriff. And we know nothing about this shooting.
Now look in your gun. These guns are fully loaded.
Look at me compañero's gun.
Yeah, these are loaded. Now look at the sheriff's gun. Two shots on these. The other shots there, it was rifle shots.
Exactly. And neither Pancho nor I carry a rifle. It should be plain to you now, Senor Sheriff. The dry gulchers used the rifle, and this sheriff fired back with his revolver.
Cisco and Pancho, I do this.
Well, I... Say... What's that sombrero of yours are doing?
That's just what I want to know, Sheriff. Off with the sombrero, Pancho, or no argument.
Si, Pancho, take off the sombrero.
I might have known.
Does this hombre go around with bullfrog sitting on his head?
Well, no, not as a rule, Sheriff.
Pancho, when the king send you a bullfrog, is a pet.
Very well, Pancho.
You two can go, but watch your step, you understand?
Si, Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Pancho, put on Pancho's sombrero again.
You suppose anybody got wise, Peck?
No. Sam went home before I left here. I got his boy to take the counter for me. Told the boy I was going to look over a piece of ground on my claim.
You sure finished off that Mariposa, Sheriff.
Well, I had to save my own neck.
Every table is taken, Pancho. Who will be standing up at the counter?
Pancho, hungry enough to be standing on the head.
That's a Cisco kid.
Whatever. Now keep quiet, Nate.
Yeah, let us see what is on the bill of fare.
Pancho doesn't care about that. Pancho takes everything.
Oh, come, Chico. You are not as hungry as that.
All right, make up your mind.
Is there any hurry, hombre?
This is my rush hour, mister. I'll wait on these hombres over here.
Now, how would he get fresh mud on those boots working behind that counter?
Pancho not know, Cisco, but Pancho think the bullfrog not like it in Pancho's pocket. He needs some air.
That bullfrog is all right for now. Well, that was Senor Crowder who just came in. I'll be right back, Pancho, after I say hello to him.
Bullfrog needs some air. Pancho put him on the counter just for a minute.
Mighty nice to see you again, Cisco. Hey, you. Get that frog off the counter.
Gee, I mean, Pancho, pick up the black. Don't you nut.
Pancho, blast it all. He landed right in that pan of water.
Pancho, catch him. And Pancho, come behind the counter.
Frog splashed all the water out of the pan.
Look at that gold dust in the pan. So that was your game, Peck. To fleece me and the customer.
That confounded.
Yeah, Pancho, kick him. Kick Pancho.
Get up for that, hombre.
Oh, that's all.
Help him, Peck.
If you are looking for trouble, hombre, you can have it as plenty.
You're fired, Peck. Hear me. You're fired.
I'll get you for this, Crowder.
Pancho, I can find the bullfrog. He's through.
Stop crawling on the floor, Pancho.
Not to the mirror. Get out in front of my feet.
Oh, I got you, Cisco. Come on, Nate. Get out of here.
Stop here, Pancho! Stop it, I say!
I come to Cisco, you and your partner are going to jail for this.
Now, just a moment, Señor Sheriff.
I'll explain this, Sheriff. Explain nothing. Cisco's a blasted troublemaker, and you can't tell me otherwise. Grab these two boys. They're going into my hoosegow.
Just my luck. That thick-headed fool hadn't put that frog on the counter.
Well, get to you, hombre, Peck.
Don't worry. I mean to get him. And Cisco, too. After I get Crowder.
I got an idea, Peck. You better get Cisco first. He's bad.
Well?
Angel Creek's mighty high when the deal's down in the holler just over the bank.
What good'll that do us? Creek won't come over to banks.
It will, after a little work with a pick and shovel.
By thunder, you got more brains than I thought you had, mate.
Sure I have.
Come on. We'll get a couple of picks and shovels and drown that Cisco kid.
So, here we are in jail on account of a bullfrog, Pancho.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco.
I told you to keep that frog in your pocket.
Pancho not got him now, Cisco. Pancho lose to your bullfrog.
Well, I'm angry with you.
Pancho very sorry, Cisco. Pancho wants Cisco to be mad with Pancho.
The next time, do as I tell you.
Cisco, next time Pancho do like you to... What is that noise?
Someone is digging in the earth.
Pancho look out the cell window.
Well, that will do you no good. It's dark outside. Also, the work is going on the other side of the jail.
You need the creek, no?
See, so you cannot see where the... Wait, Pancho.
What?
Near the creek.
Why did you say it's near the creek, eh?
I would like to know who is there and what they are doing.
Pancho call out and Pancho ask them.
It will do no harm.
What you do there, hombre?
You'll find out blame soon.
Pancho hear that voice somewhere, Cisco.
It sounded like the voice of the counterman at the cafe.
He's the one.
If those hombres are making a channel from that creek, you'll hear...
Stand back, Nate.
Nate. He say Nate, Cisco.
You'll remember that name. Hey, Pancho, look. Out there in the jail yard.
He's worthy, Cisco.
See, and more coming every moment.
What they do that for?
Because this jail is down in the hollow. Santos, look at that water rise.
What do we do, Cisco? The sheriff's not here. Nobody here.
You try to bend the cell bar, Cisco, huh?
Hey, Chico, I'm afraid they will not bend.
Then how we get out?
I do not know, Pancho. But we must get out or be drowned like rats.
And as the waters rise, our friends fight to escape from the jail. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Señor Bullfrog. After the bullfrog, which Pancho was keeping for a pet, inadvertently got Cisco and Pancho into a fight in the Big Nugget Cafe at Angel's Camp, the sheriff arrested our friends and threw them into jail. Whereupon the vengeful counterman, Peck Thomas, and his henchmen, under cover of darkness, dug a channel from swollen Angel Creek to the hollow in which the jail had been built. Now, with the water rising...
Hey, Cisco, hurry, Cisco. The water come up over the cell floor.
I cannot bend these cell door bars, Pancho.
Try again, Cisco.
Very well. Now.
Pancho think the bar bend a little, Cisco.
Not enough.
But, Cisco, look at the water. Most of the Pancho's knees. The Pancho in the water be drowned, Cisco. The Pancho in the water be drowned.
Pancho, do not lose your head.
The water come up higher, Cisco. Cisco, look.
See, that lantern the sheriff left on the bench out there. The water will put it out in a few moments.
Then we'd be in the dark. It's worse to drown in the dark.
Ah, Pancho, get off. That bench gives me an idea.
Brother,
I have a bench in this cell. Lift up this end of the bench, Pancho.
See, Cisco, but what is...
Do not ask questions. Do what I say.
Bench.
All right, now hold it. So, I want to rip off one of the legs of the bench.
Pancho, hold it.
These legs are good, strong 2x4. Perhaps with one of them,
You did it yourself.
Perhaps now with this as a lever, we can bend these cell door bars. Now we will see. All right, now put your weight on this, Pancho.
It is.
Now bend. So,
Bobbin, Chico.
See, Chico. What's more, we'll have it both together. All your weight. Now.
Right on.
Now with our hands, we can bend them enough so we can get out.
Pancho, glad not to drown, Chico.
Hurry, amigo. Let us get out of here.
How's the sheriff goes?
See. Go ahead of me, Pancho, quickly.
Yes, Chico. It's hard to open the door. We're halfway up.
You have to open it, Pancho. Here, we have our guns.
And Sheriff, leave them on the rock.
Come on, Chico. Well, let's get outdoors. If this water had been higher, we would not be able to open this door. Over this way, Pancho. From the bank, we'll be on high ground, high and dry.
No water for the pierce, Chico.
The creek has not overflowed its banks. Those hombres dug a channel. They meant to drown us.
Bandidos.
Bandidos is the word. Perhaps killers, too.
What do you mean, killers, Chico?
That counterman had mud on his boots. Reddish mud, like that at Albany Flats.
Where the other sheriff get shot down?
Si.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look around the town, Pancho. I want to find that hombre.
Pancho, let you go to the cafe, Chico.
What for?
Pancho, let you find Senor Bullfrog.
Oh, now, see here, Pancho, at a time like this...
Oh, please, Chico. Pancho, let Senor Bullfrog. Pancho have the pet for a long time.
Oh, very well. But do not get into more trouble.
You're going right into Sam Crowder's house, Peck?
Sure I am if he's there.
You mean you're going to kill him tonight?
I don't mean nothing else, Nate. I hate that hombre. He jumped on me once too often when he fired me.
Yeah, I reckon.
Besides, I want that cafe of his. That cafe does an awful big business.
Sure does. But what about Crowder's boy?
Once I put the old man out of the way, I'll get the boy. Be careful.
No light in the house, Peck.
I know that.
Maybe Crowder's sitting in there in the dark.
No, he ain't. Come on.
Well, how do you know he ain't?
Because I know Crowder's habits. When he gets home, he sits up and reads till all hours.
Well, then maybe he's at the cafe.
Yeah. Yeah, in his office, figuring up today's profits. Come on. We'll cut through Utica Street here.
Say, Peck, that creek runs mighty close behind the cafe.
I'm thinking of that, too. It'll carry Crowder's body down to the Stanislaus River plenty quick.
The cafe closed, no? See, but there'll light the other end of the building. And Pancho go there. See, you're Crowder again. He writes something in the paper. Pancho asked him to come in.
Wait, Pancho.
Senor Crowder, now that Pancho in, let Cisco there. And Cisco not. Let Pancho go back. Pancho maybe find the window unlocked. And go into the cafe. And hunt for Senor Bullfrog. Cisco tell Pancho not to write to go in the window. Pancho not going to steal. And Pancho going to find Senor Bullfrog. And now we see. And try this window. Yeah, window locked. And try the next window. This way.
Pancho, fat. Pancho, get through the window just.
I have the light come from under the door. Not much, though. Pancho, go behind the counter. Hunt for Senor Bullfrog.
Senor Bullfrog? Senor Bullfrog? Where'd you go to?
Who's in the cafe?
Shh, Pancho. Not make a sound.
Who is it? That's funny. I could swear I heard somebody in this room. Reckon I must have been making it.
Oh, it's a close call. Pancho, keep the voice down.
See a bullfrog. See a bullfrog.
Uh-oh. Pancho, see somebody at the window.
All clear, Nate. Come on.
Keep
your guns handy, Nate, just in case.
Right.
Now come on with me.
Get your hands up, Carter. What's this?
What do you think of that?
He'll find out. Gun with him, Nate.
I sure will.
Some of those bandidos killed the senor. Pancho, throw something this plate.
Hey, there's somebody here. Watch it, Nate. Over by the counter. I will find out. Come out from behind that counter, you.
Pancho, fight you, hombre. Pancho, fight you with his bare feet.
Hey, it's a fat one, Peck.
Yeah, so I see.
Want me to gun whip him?
For Kate?
No, hold it.
He's here. That means the Cisco kid will be coming here for long. We'll get that Cisco when he comes. Then the three of them will go into that creek together.
Yeah. Good idea, Peck. Good idea.
I'd better get Poncho out of that cafe if he is in there. Ain't you no light.
Poncho. Poncho.
He may have found that bullfrog and left. But where would he go? I'll make sure he's not in there. He may not have been able to get in. I'll try his next window.
Poncho. Poncho.
Well, this would not look good to the sheriff.
I must find my compañero.
I'll light a match and look around and perhaps...
Come on, Nate, let's get him.
I'll get Cisco for you, Peck.
Ah, you fool. I didn't want that noise.
Good thing I dropped to the floor just when I did.
Now we'll fight this out, Bandido.
What they want to do, what they're going to do, are not the same.
Now for you, Bandido. I should have get you, Cisco. And I will.
Put on that knife, put it down.
And I'm going to get you right here and now.
That is your idea, Bandido. Not quite. Now drop that knife or I'll break your... Drop it, I say. Yeah, that is better. Now I'll do my best to win this fight with you.
You got to get your crowd to the other, Cisco. Poncho, go let him free, no?
Hey, do that, Poncho. You partly hurt?
Poncho, no, Cisco.
I'll be with you as soon as I light a match. Get our lamp going.
Poncho, need to bring you all night, Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Hey.
Hey? Oh, the sheriff.
That's doggone right, it's the sheriff. As soon as I can climb in through this window, I'm putting you under arrest again.
What for this time?
For escaping from jail and then channeling Angel Creek. So it's to flood the jail.
Then, your sheriff, listen to me.
You listen to me, sheriff.
See, your crowd tells you something, sheriff.
Yes, by thunder, I will. This here Cisco kid just saved my life.
He saved Poncho's life, too.
If he hadn't got here just when he did, why, I heard these two scoundrels on the floor talk about killing me.
Well, now.
Earlier tonight, the Mariposa sheriff was murdered.
That's right.
Now, let me finish, Senor Sheriff. Do you recall what the soil is like out there in Albany Flats?
Well, kind of a reddish adobe like.
Exactly. Now, take a look on the sole of these bandidos' boots.
Say, that's dried adobe. Well, that's that same color.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
And my boy told me he took the counter for Peck Thomas here about that time.
Well, but what about channeling that water?
If I were you, Senor Sheriff, I would question these two bandidos about that, too.
Cisco and Poncho got nothing to do with that.
Not a thing, Sheriff.
You said it, Cisco. And Poncho go hunt for the Senor Bullfrog.
I guess maybe I was wrong about you, Cisco. No, I...
You hear that, Cisco? Senor Bullfrog is here. Poncho find him now.
Look on the shelf, Poncho. Right in front of that big mirror.
Where'd you know? Senor Bullfrog look at himself in the glass, no? Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
That takes Thomas, the bad bandido.
Si, amigo. He and the other hombre have gone to jail for a long, long time.
That's a bad end.
A very bad end. But I understand Peck Thomas started out to be a musician.
He started out to be a musician,
Chico.
Uh-huh. What he play?
Well, he started to study the piano.
Yeah, that's just what Poncho started to study, Cisco.
You started to study the piano?
Yeah, I started to study the piano.
Well, that is news to me.
When it come to practicing the piano, Cisco.
Yeah.
Poncho just like the furnace.
Just like a furnace?
See, just like the furnace.
You mean you were on fire with enthusiasm, Poncho?
No, Poncho not mean that.
Then what did you mean by saying you were just like the furnace when you were practicing the piano?
They gotta watch me or I go out.
Oh, Poncho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.